Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, Sports Day SA, all thanks to Weeks. Discover a better way to build Weeks homes, discover different. Well, we're going to be joined now by, he's a very popular footballer when he played, and of course missed out on the 2016 grand final due to a knee injury. This is probably different sort of feelings because the beloved Bulldogs are back in on the Saturday. Yep. His name's Bob Murphy and he joins us now. Bob, thanks for your time. How are you?
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Great to speak with it. Tell us the difference. You go back to 2016, it was so emotional and that missing out and the coach brings you out on the ground. What's the feelings like with this group this year and how are they different?
It's kind of, it's in some ways it's kind of, you know, there's a familiarity there. But in my sort of eyes, it's the Luke Beveridge Bulldog sort of Mark II. So I think the heartbeat of the team is still the same sort of guys. It's Tom Liberatore, Bontempelli, McRae, those sort of boys. But it's just now they're sort of at the peak of their powers. So the style of play is still pretty similar. But I think this team is probably a little bit more orthodox. I think the players in the key position players are they're genuine key position players. It's probably a more talented team, I would say, and a more well-balanced team. But the 2016 version had something pretty special that wasn't on the page or the magnet board, if you like. But this is a pretty special team. Having said that, the Demons have got equal claims, and there's just as much history and romance on their side, and that's what I think makes Saturday such an enticing game of footy for all of us.
Yeah, we'll get back to the grand final in a minute. I just want to talk about you personally. Just, you've been doing a radio gig with Andy Marr, of course, and most know Andy from the
front. And you're an avid listener too, aren't you?
Oh, of course I am. Yeah, I really like this show. So Andy's crying because I thought you carried the show, but that's another story. But we know you're going to Fremantle, right? I mean, that must have been it hit me like a ton of bricks. I thought, wow, I didn't pick that, but you are right. You are to be head of football operations and performance, right? Which is an interesting title. Now I just want to go back to the first part of it. The head of football operations. I just didn't know you had a surgical background, Bob.
Well, I mean, I'm not a doctor per se, Blighty, but I like to think that, you know, medicine is just about helping people, you know, by and large. So that's what I'll be going over as my mission for Fremantle. But the title of the job is one thing, but you know what it's like in football, Malcolm. The job description will, you know, read a certain way. But the one of the wonderful things about footy that I miss is it's all hands on deck, and it covers, you know, enormous parts of the cause. And whilst I've loved what I've been doing, and I will really miss Andy. You know, we've built a good little team there with Julian the Soup and Johnny Clark before him. But there's something about the magnetism of footy clubs, and I know you two understand that, Blighty, you in particular. And I just, yeah, as the years have gone, I have felt the sort of, the claws of the game, you know, still very much inside me. And it's a big family adventure as well. We're, you know, moving halfway, you know, 4 hours away. And so it's a big move, but we're all in, and that's what footy clubs demand. This is not a, you know, stepping stone by any stretch. It's not even a career move. It's just, this is about passion, and about sort of, the adventure, really.
Yeah, I'd suggest there's a lot of football clubs might look at this now in a whole different light, you know, the way that you've operated now to do this, that all-encompassing keeping a club together is so hard. There's so many facets to it. It's just not the coach, and of course it's the players mainly, but there's this other 20% around the players that are so important that you get the good vibe. Hey, I'm just going to ask you, I mean, you might figure out, when you get to Fremantle, could you find out for me, there's a guy called David Mundy. He wears number 16. He got 20 votes in the Brownlow. Could you figure out where he found the Fountain of Youth from?
What's he eating?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Well, the early weeks and months will be me just observing and learning as much as I can, Malcolm. But that's certainly on my list of intrigue. It's actually extraordinary the season he's had. I read somewhere the other day, I think it was on Twitter by Swamp or someone, that David Mundy's the oldest player to poll 20 votes, and Travis Boekel's the oldest player to poll 25 votes. So it's you know, testament to the longevity of those two guys. And the thing that comes, I mean, there's the physical element, and that will, you know, the training methods and all of those things. And I'm not discounting that for a minute, but when you watch them play, they just haven't lost that appetite and the pure joy. You know, you see the, you know, the childlike joy in both of those guys when they play, and I think that's something pretty powerful to hold on to when you become a hardened professional league footballer. It's as tough and serious as it is, that, you know, you should let the joy of the game shine through, and I think those two are good examples of it.
Yeah, and it's another pre-season. It's the only thing that got me in the end, and most players, I reckon.
That's what got me.
Now,
a pre-season and a winter.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I've been fascinated. Coach, Justin Longmuir, I think he's done okay. Yep. Just from afar, you're never quite sure. He hasn't got the best group, but he's got something about him. The team is starting to play in his eyes, agreed, I would suggest.
Yeah, I feel like, and you know, and I'm a long way away from it like you guys, but I think they've navigated the last couple of years incredibly well. You know, I think coming in after, you know, some a personality and a coach as big and with so much present as Ross Lyon can be pretty tricky for not just the new coach in, but a club as a whole. And I feel like my observations is that they've navigated that transition really well, and the young players they've got coming through are clearly hugely talented, but they play with spirit, and I think that's something that we sometimes just gloss over a little bit, that it's still a very emotional game, and I feel like Fremantle are building something pretty special, and hopefully I can and come and help in some way.
Bob Murphy for Tyre P, a trusted tyre expert, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Bob, just give us a snapshot on these two players. One, I know Blighty loves Aaron Norton, the way he, not just his marking, but when he doesn't mark it, he crashes a pack in the ball. He's never outmarked. And the little bloke, Caleb Daniel, from the opposite end, who seems to be able to pick the ball up at full tilt without even bending the back. Those two, you played with, you saw a young Norton, you played with Daniel. What do you make of those two?
Well, Aaron, first of all, I didn't get to play with Aaron, but have met him and watched him really closely since he's been playing, and he's physically really gifted. He's probably bigger than you would imagine, strong and incredibly athletic. But I think he's perhaps his greatest gift is he's able to simplify his thinking. And having talked to a few of his teammates and even him on a couple of occasions, he just has a will and an appetite. He just wants the ball kicked near him, and he'll then do the rest. I think some young players, especially young forwards, they tend to overthink the game, and they're worried about leading patterns and the time, almost the paralysis by analysis. And Aaron just has the confidence, but the gift of simplifying, of just kick the ball near me, and then I'll make it work.
Yeah,
just throws himself at the ball in a reckless fashion, but he's a. You know, I'm talking to Malcolm Blight, so it's almost, you know, I'd rather hear from Malcolm. But he's like Malcolm. He's got the knack. He's natural above his head. He's natural in the air.
Yeah.
Where that's a kind of a rare kind of player. Caleb Daniel, I've got a mate who owns a pub in Fitzroy, Paddy Walsh, and he said to me, how's this Caleb Daniel going to? And I said, look, when you're that size, you have to be good at everything else, and Caleb's brilliant at everything else. His ability to pick the ball up cleanly. I mean, he's so creative, and he's a beautiful kick, and his ability to change direction. But the basics of footy have never been more important. So Caleb doesn't fall over, and he doesn't fumble. And so we're all amazed and impressed by his vision and his creativity and his skill level. But if you fall over and you fumble, well, none of that stuff gets to shine. And I think Caleb's great example of having the basics down.
Yeah, you're certainly right. Just going back to Aaron Norton, the thing, I love him dearly. You know, he can mark and he can jump. But one of the things, he's actually okay on the ground, and his recovery work's really good as well. So he's actually the complete package. I really like him a lot. Now, just in one word, or you can say two if you like, who wins? Who wins, Bob?
Well, I'll just give you. So I've I am in no doubt that the Demons believe they can win.
Excuse me?
So that is
more than two words.
I know, but I'm Irish, Malcolm, and we like to sort of take this off and run with it.
Yes.
So the Demons believe, but I think Bevo's got these Bulldog players hypnotised, and I only say that because I think that fella might still have me hypnotised from when he took over in 2015. So I know a little bit about what it's like to play under him, but he's just got them in the sweet spot.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if hypnotism trumps belief, but it might.
Flip of the coin, I think. Hey, Bob, thanks for the chat. And mate, good luck with Frio too. It's a big move to take your young family across the Nullarbor to Perth, and congratulations.
Thanks so much, boys. Always great to chat with both of you.
Bob Murphy, yeah, a terrific player, 300-game player. Talk about clean with the ball.
Yeah, it was exactly that.
Yeah,
exactly.
For Lumo SA, Aussie-owned with energy plans and great local rewards. Made for Adelaide. A guest there, Bob Murphy.